We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Morning Magic. David Sue and Kendra. Sue is off today. We're talking about how it's different today. Nobody answers the door anymore.
No, absolutely
20 years
not.
Ago, your doorbell rang. That was a happy moment in the house. You'd be sitting there on a Thursday night watching TV. Your doorbell rang. The whole family shot off the couch.
Put the lights on. Somebody's here.
The whole family went to the door.
It's true.
The kids were in socks. They slid up to the door. Nobody looked to see who it was. Now your doorbell rings. It's like your own mother's crawling across the kitchen floor.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty 100%
much
it. 100%. No. Sebastian Maniscalco has a ride.
Absolutely. We got a food delivery yesterday, and they didn't need to knock on the door or anything, but they were coming, and I could see them walking up the stairs, and I like slid down to the bottom so that you couldn't see me sitting on the couch.
Hold on a second. This was food delivery that you ordered.
Instacart. Because I couldn't go grocery shopping. I had the kids by myself with me. So I was like, I told the kids, just stay in your room. Nobody come out. Just stay there.
Because you don't want them to know you're there?
Well, I felt like I looked like I was a lazy person. And then I don't know, I just didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't know if they were going to knock and say, is everything okay?
That's weird.
I know, but I hid under the couch. Not under, but in front of it. Until they were gone, and I kept trying to look over, and then I saw like the taillights still there in front of my house, so I stayed down
until they had gone around the corner and around the bend.
And then I went out and got the food.
I mean, if it's an unsolicited, you know, somebody trying to sell you solar panels or something like that, I could see just leave us alone.
No, you
don't have to answer the door. But if it's a service person or somebody delivering Instacart, like you knew they were coming.
Well, I know, and that's why I run and hide. I see when they're going to be arriving, and I hide in the other rooms with the curtains closed. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Back me up on this. That's kind of off.
That's so on.
Right? But
expected them.
I know, but I can't be like walking around where they're just walking up my stairs, putting the stuff down. I feel
Why
bad.
Not? What about when somebody comes to your house to, you know, work on the furnace or, you're going to have a washing machine installed.
Yes.
They're going to deliver that. Do you hide then? I mean, do you not want them to? Is it because you feel bad that they're working and you're not?
Yes, that's exactly it. Because if they're delivering something into my house, I have to open the door for them.
That's weird, Kendra. No, you're paying them. Maybe you tip them out. You know, but you're paying them. It's their job.
Yeah, but I don't know. I run and hide. I can't be the only person that hides when they drop off stuff. I'm just worried. Like, what if they want to knock and just make sure everything good? I don't know. I get nervous.
This feels like I was with you until I realized that it was somebody that you call, you know, that you were expecting was coming. It feels a little bit like when people come to my house to work on the furnace or whatever it is, and they got to go down into the basement. This is a different thing, but I think similar. You'll see. Our basement is a disaster. There's stuff everywhere.
I'm always
a little bit embarrassed about, you know, and I always have to say something like, you know, the basement's in pretty bad shape. And they always say it's not the worst I've seen.
Right. Yeah. Your house is clean.
Right. But still, I'd almost rather not be there while they're witnessing my hoarder's situation in the basement.
No. Yeah. I just out of sight, out of mind. I don't know. I just run and hide and then go get it. And I tell the children to hide. I'm like, don't leave.
The way to do. I don't know. 617-655-1067. Magic listeners, you know what to do. Hi, Magic. Good morning.
Oh, my God. So this is a story that. This is the perfect time to tell you guys.
Okay.
So,
your secret's safe with us.
I was off. Totally safe, right?
Yep.
So I'm up in the attic one day on my day off. I'm organizing the attic. And I find my wedding gown in a box. I had been divorced probably 5 years at that time.
Okay.
So I said, I'm going to see if this still fits. I'm home by myself. I put the wedding gown on. Little snug, but okay. My doorbell rings. I'm like, shoot, what do I do?
I'm in a wedding gown.
In the wedding gown, I run down the stairs, because God forbid, I open the door, the mailman was there with a package.
Oh my God.
And he said, am I interrupting something?
Just a costume party, me in my wedding dress.
Oh, it was hilarious. And the neighbor was out front. It was a beautiful summer day. And they were like, oh, my God, is she getting married? Because I'd been divorced 5 years. I'm like, no, this is not my wedding day.
That's pretty good.
But see, you answered the door. I would look out and be like, why is he knocking on the door? They just leave the packages at the doorstep. Why is he knocking?
I don't know. It was the weirdest thing because he never rang the bell prior.
See, that's what makes me nervous.
And there I was. Oh, it was funny, I don't like answering the door at all, usually. No.
Well, you've been scarred by that experience, wearing your wedding dress when it rang, so we could see why. Good story. Thanks for sharing.
So that was the thing.
Well, yeah, and that's a win, too. Your wedding dress, you could still get into it.
That's it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for sharing. Take care. I'm in the wedding dress.
Yeah, and see, that's it, too. I'm in the middle of stuff, too, and I don't want to answer, and then I have to stop everything, and, you know, and then they're seeing inside my house, and what do they want? Why are you knocking? I don't know.
I'm listening to that call. It's a great story. I'm thinking, wearing the wedding dress isn't the worst possible outcome. Like, I think, like, every once in a while, I go for a run in the middle of the day, and our bedroom's upstairs. There's a way, if my bedroom door is open, you can see right, it's like an old colonial, you can see right down the stairs the front door.
That's
the
like my parents' house.
The front door.
Yeah.
So I get back from a run, I'm running around my bedroom, I take off all my clothes.
And you've been through the hallway?
And I throw them in the hamper, and I'm running through the hallway, and I'm like, what if somebody came with a package
They could see
now?
Through the little skinny
if
windows?
If the light were right, they could see through those skinny windows.
But. 100%. That was like my parents' house. It's the same setup. So, and I mean, you had better places to hide, though. At least you're up on a second floor.
Right.
I only have one floor.
Right.
So I'm literally on the ground, like, really, army crawling it.
Now I get it.
Windows.
Now I can see why you're hiding after all.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.